first one we're going to talk about is the one I just demonstrated, and that is unjustified criticism. You're going to have customers that come into your office, into your department, into your banking center, and it's not true criticism. It's unjust. It's their advice. They think you should run the banking center different. Boy, I just overheard you in that conversation with that customer. I don't think I would have said that. That is my opinion versus your opinion. Unjustified. My advice of how you should respond versus your take on that. So I'm going to teach you a technique. The first technique I'm going to teach you to deal specifically with advice, unjustified complaints, is the first one listed on your sheet. The technique is fogging. And fogging simply is calm acknowledgement of the possibility that there may be some truth in the criticism. Here are some examples you may want to jot down. Perhaps I could have. Maybe I should have. You could be right about. You might be right about. Let's go back to my original example. Boy, I just overheard you on the phone with that customer. Boy, I don't think I would have said that. A fogging response would be to say, perhaps I could have responded differently to that customer. It's sort of like a fog bank. What did she just say? Did she agree with me? Did she disagree? Perhaps I could have thought about handling that customer differently. You then step back after changing the subject and moving on and say, of your critic, is this person a customer service expert? Do I value and respect their opinion? Do I think I should have handled that situation differently? You ask yourself a series of questions, but you don't automatically assume they're right, and you don't automatically assume they're wrong. You allow their opinion to stay. They win with their opinion, but you step back and become the final judge. Let's have a little fun with this. I'm going to give you a chance to actually criticize me. Now, I've got a couple rules, however, about this exercise. First thing I want to be clear we all understand is we are talking right now about unjustified criticism, which means you're making all these comments and criticisms up about me. None of this stuff is true. Okay, you with me on that? We're making this stuff up. That's point number one. Now, point number two, I will react one of the three ways we just talked about. If you criticize me, some of you, I'll react very passively. Others of you, I will counterattack. And still others, I'll fog. So you can see without any prior knowledge of how you're going to criticize me, I'll react one of those three ways. We'll see what works and what's not so effective. Now, I have a little incentive. I know some of you need absolutely no incentive to criticize me. But just in case, when you criticize me, I'm going to give you just a blank sheet of paper. Okay? You're going to write your name down on it. No, I'm not going to hunt you down and kill you later. When you write your name down, what I'm going to do is draw a winner. One of you who criticizes me, I will, while you're practicing the techniques, I'll draw a winner and I'll autograph a copy of my book. So you get a lot more lengthy explanation about how to use these techniques. So that's a little incentive. Now, keep in mind, you're criticizing. I'm going to limit, by the way, your criticism to my personal appearance. And by the way, I do know I look good today. So therefore, I know you're making all this stuff up about me. You're going to criticize my personal appearance. I'm going to react one of those three ways. I'll give you a slip of paper. You get a chance to win a book. And it'll also demonstrate all three ways of reacting, what works and what doesn't. Now, you do need to say it loudly enough so I do not have to repeat the criticism and you get a slip of paper. Who would like to start? You think too long? Yeah. Everybody's looking at Sam. Come on, Sam. You got us rolling here. Now, you think too long and too hard. I think you really think this is true. Remember, we're making this stuff up about my personal appearance. Who wants to start? Here we go. She's been waiting.
I really don't think you're dressed
appropriately. You don't. This is not appropriate. You don't think this is appropriate dress? It like overdressed, not dressed up enough. It just doesn't look good. You feel terrible. Give that to Marie. All right. Good. Thank you. Who's next? Come on. Here we go. Great.
Your clothes are wrinkled.
Perhaps I should have checked before I came. Thank you. Next. Right here.
Your
at least I curled my hair today. You guys like that way too much. Way too much. Oh, now Ellen's reconsidering the white wig, and never mind that one. All right, go ahead, Ellen. Do you think is it like too much? Do you not like the glitter? Is it like it's over? I bet it's over. Kelly Rubio's been going, guy, that's just gaudy. I can't believe she's wearing that. Thank you. All right, pass it down to Ellen. Thank you. Next. All right, right up front. John.
Why are you wearing black shoes with black paint?
Perhaps a different color would have been more professional. Okay, thank you. Another one. One more.
Talk to you.
And you'll have to go into remedial, I didn't say, my style. All right, let's give our critics a round of applause. Now, let's talk about this. First off, when I reacted passively to the people who criticized me, what was your impression of me? What were you thinking of it? What a wimp. Yeah, usually people go, what a wimp. Stand up for yourself. I can't believe you just let them say that. I don't know about you. That's not the impression I want to leave, personally or professionally. And what I have found is that sometimes people will give you even more advice when you do that. Well, not only that, you know, hairstyle, but I think you should wear different jewelry. I don't like this. I don't like that. They keep on. It does not stop the criticism. How about when I reacted aggressively? Number one, that is my natural reaction. And I will admit to you, more than just a little part of me, there's actually quite a big part of me that wants to go, yes, I nailed them. Man, that felt good. You know, have you ever thought about all the things you wanted to say to a customer and couldn't? You know? I mean, have any of those, boy, do I wish I could say that. That's one of those, man, zap that person, put them in their place. You laughed. Here's the problem. Even though it looks like ultimately I won that particular battle, the problem is I probably lost the war. Because in my world, perhaps on the end of the day, you'll give me a little negative evaluation and say, you know, I really like the program, but she was a little rough on that criticism part. Here's what happens in your world, far more important than my world. And that is, if you do that to a customer, next time they're not coming to your face with a complaint. They're going to go behind your back. They're going to leave and take their business elsewhere. Or they're going to tell everybody about how you handled them. So maybe it felt momentarily, whoa, man, I got them. That was a zinger. In the long run, it hurts you, and it will, same identical thing happens with your employees. If you zap an employee because they gave you a little complaint, little feedback, next time they will not go to you. Morale will sink because it'll spread among the employees and they'll talk among themselves. Far better for you to come to me where I can deal with it than I don't hear about it. Remember, 96% of the people leave and they won't tell you why they left. Again, I've got a complaint.
Great.
Oh, see, now we're a little slow on that, right? I have a complaint.
Great.
That's what you need to hear. Now, notice also what I did is I used sarcasm in large part when I counterattacked, did I? Sarcasm. I had a guy in Cleveland say to me, do you know what the Greek translation for sarcasm is? I didn't even know there was a Greek translation for sarcasm. I said, I have no idea. He said, it's tear flesh. Whoa, that's good. That's exactly what you do when you use sarcasm. And I have many people say, I handle it fine. Oh, no. You use sarcasm. You have meant to tear that person down. I've watched it happen in employee groups. I was just kidding. Can't you take a joke? There is nothing joking about sarcasm. We'll talk about that this afternoon. I've watched managers make little sarcastic, zinging remarks and hope the employee got it. They didn't. All it does is highly irritate people and they go underneath. If you're going to give me constructive criticism, it better be direct into my face, not a little comment, boy. Boy, somebody's watch must be set differently than mine. That is not constructive criticism, people. That's a little zing. I hope they caught the arrow. No, it just went through their heart, and they're going to zing you behind your back. It's never worth it. However, when I reacted with a fogging comment could those people take the criticism any further? It just stopped and died. That was no fun, was it? And that's exactly what happens with an employee complaint to you and with a customer complaint. Stops the criticism. Then you can get more information and use the other three skills we talk about. But it stops it. You step back and go, is that an accurate complaint? Do I need to react to it? How can I handle that? What can I do to prevent it next time?